Well, my goodness, guys, the devil tried to keep us off, but no cigar. The hell with you, devil. Your audio malfunctions, man. I have no audio malfunction. In fact, I got a mouth. I'm going to run it today. Guys, blessed and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Troy Brewer coming at you strong. I am back from Japan. I'm back from Canada. I'm back from Alaska. I'm back from Washington, D.C. and from parts unknown. And I'm here with you today for this special episode of The Pulse. Guys, 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors. And today, we're bringing the hope of heaven straight towards you. Let's go. Let's go. This is going to be one of the best episodes we've ever done because it's like two different parts. Now, look, the first part of this, I'm going to be talking to you about what all's going on, our trip to D.C. There's so much stuff going on. We've had so much breakthrough in regard to rescuing kids. Our operators here in the great free state of Texas have been on 16 operations, and guys, they have found all 16 missing women and children. We are 16 for 16. Hallelujah. And now they're already on another mission here within Texas. Our other team just now got back from Mexico City. Then they got back from Durango from there before that. I'm going to be in Uganda the week after next. I'm going to be in New York City next week. Guys, there's so many people to rescue, and King Jesus is indeed doing the kingdom stuff. So we're going to give that report first, and you're going to want to shout. I promise you. The second part, did you just hear me talk about the seed war? Okay. I'm going to have somebody that is going to be joining me here in about 30 minutes or so for the second part of this broadcast. And then behind the veil, who understands the seed war better than you could possibly imagine, because she was set up to be trafficked as a child and to be a part of these end days seed war major malfunction. But King Jesus had other plans. She's saved. She's set free. She's full of the Holy Ghost. And I'm actually going to bring her here. She's an adult now. She's no longer a victim. She's no longer a child. And she's no longer owned by the enemy. She's owned by the Lord Jesus Christ now. And I'm going to have a real rescued girl here with us. And she's going to tell you something that's going to blow your mind. Most of it is going to have to be behind the veil, because what we're going to tell you is nuts. And however crazy you think it is, it's way crazier. But I got good news. Jesus Christ is resurrected from the dead, and he's coming back soon. And I ain't scared of none of it. Shay Wilbur, are you scared?
I ain't scared.
I ain't scared, man.
No.
I ain't scared one bit.
No. Right. Greater is he that is in us than he
that's
that is
exactly
defeated
right.
In the world. Not just in the world, but defeated. So this is an incredible redemption story. You know, our thumbnail says it all, an unbelievable redemption story. And I've been really excited to have Elzon on the show because she's been a part of our church family for a while and a part of our crew, but we haven't had the opportunity to really tell her story. And it is truly unbelievable. Not only that, we have a familiar face to The Pulse that's going to be joining us a little later too.
Okay.
Miss Connie. And so I know that you all are going to be so happy to have her back, because we couldn't be talking about this stuff without her.
Hey
so
guys, it's going to be great. Do y'all remember me telling you that we rescued kids all over the world that were from South Africa and their first name began with L, right? This is one of those girls. This is a girl from South Africa. Her name begins with L, and there's a reason for that. And you're going to find out here in just a little bit about the global Luciferian scheme of the seed war in these last days and how that Jesus is rescuing them.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is rescuing them. And guys, you're going to be so full of hope. It's going to be so awesome. And in the meantime, guys, I encourage you, hey, like the buttons, like the things, hit, smash the buttons, touch the things, make it all happen. Have people, if you have not yet subscribed, by the way, if you're following us on Facebook, do you know that we're like only 100 people away? We're 29 people away from having 100,000 followers on Facebook. That's probably going to happen during this daggum broadcast.
Let's go.
And what are you waiting on? What are you waiting on, man? If you're watching us and you're like, yeah, I watch you all the time. Hey, go ahead and follow us and help us reach 100,000. That'll change the algorithms. It'll help us so much. Also, too, guys, I have some say tomato. I say Tamayo. Rebecca Tamayo is in the house. What's going on, Lady Bug?
Not much. It's going good.
Are you so happy I'm back?
I am. We are happy. We miss you. We kept watching your preachings and just clips. And honestly, we miss you. You guys make a huge difference. You and Pastor Leanna.
Well, I just want to just tell you this. If I can just be very, I didn't miss y'all a bit. I was on vacation. Wow. I was on vacation.
Hey, everybody needs a vacation.
No, I did miss you. You know I missed you. You know I did. And I told you I loved you, both of you, mm-hmm. whenever I saw you.
Yeah,
I know.
And, but man, me and Leanna, man, we had our second honeymoon.
I know.
Oh my gosh, it was so awesome.
You guys look rejuvenated, refreshed. Saw the glory or something because you guys look amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. And then you cats... And then you cats actually went with me to Washington, D.C. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, my goodness.
Because, guys, we had some of the greatest breakthroughs we've ever had. And there's a bunch of potential things that are in the works. And we're going to share a bunch of those things. It's going to be so much
fun. We're so
fun.
Excited. But before, we want to ask everyone that is watching, please comment where you're watching from. This is how we say in-house, you are being a media missionary. If any time in between you need prayer, don't forget, you could call 877-413-088. We have South Africa in the house. We have Canada in the house. We have North Dakota, South Dakota, Georgia. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget that when you comment, when you share, again, this is how you're able to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And maybe someone throughout the week might need to hear this word. So we want to encourage you guys to get involved. You go to troybrewer.com. Or if anytime you know you feel a tug to, you know what, I want to plant a seed, you can mail us at P.O. Box 3775 Burleson, Texas. Or you could go to troybrewer.com, click give. Or you could call us at 877-413-0888.
Yeah, I want to say this, man. There's been so many people that have joined us at the ODX family, and I'm so grateful for you. We've had so many recent subscribers, and I'm thanking you. People are giving. They're helping us to go after this one specific home in Branson, Missouri, where we're going to put 70 pregnant girls in there and treat them like kings and queens and just go, you know what? We're going to help you. We're going to help you. Mm-hmm. We're going to help your babies. We're going to change your life. We're going to do this thing. We just now bought a safe house in a secret location in Central Texas that has 60-something acres and is housing girls. It's actually the place where all of our secret squirrels are bringing these girls.
Amen.
And then the police are meeting us there, and then the doctors are meeting us there, and that's where the assessment is taking place. And that is taking place right now. Just that one property, that's a $1 million property. Mm-hmm. That's what that bill is. And then this other place up there is ultimately a $3.5 million property. And guys, I want to tell you, if there's ever been a time that we needed you to stand with us financially, today is the day. So please consider doing so and help us rescue boys and girls. Call 877-413-0888. Right on. Mm-hmm. 8 New Beginning 77, the church.
Yeah.
413 Philippians 413-0 Jesus 888.
Wow. So good.
Yeah, there you go. That's why I picked that number. I got to pick the number, and I looked at several thousand numbers. I saw that number. I was like, that's all
that
Jesus.
That is ours.
That's our number. Yes, yeah, we own it now. We own the number, and that will link you directly here to the offices of Open Door Church and Tia and Kelly and the amazing girls that are over there right this second answering the phone, ready to pray for you, ready to stand with you, and ready to help you partner with us. So I double dog dare you guys to do that. All right, Shay, what else do we have on?
Well, we got a lot of announcements before we roll. I'll have to just catch people up on because, first of all, Pastor... Welcome back.
Yes.
Welcome back to the studio.
Thank you.
You've been gone for a long time. It's good to have you back.
Yep.
You were back this past Sunday for a very, really cool Sunday to kick off the week. Our week was in D.C. We'll get to that in a second. But you premiered your new sermon series, The Justice League, this week. And that whole sermon, if you missed that, guys, it is available now. We've shared it across our social media. It's also on our YouTube page. Check it out and share it because this is the first of your sermon series. Mm-hmm. It's so good. And what better way to launch this whole sermon series than
so
to have
good.
A guest?
I nearly got saved. That's how good. It was that good.
That's awesome.
Actually, guys, you can watch that in several different ways.
Yep.
Okay. So you can watch like the entire service, which includes our praise and worship.
Correct.
All of our before things, all of the mid things. Mm-hmm. It has an offering in it. It's got our testimonies in it. Our offering time is way different because it's always just testimony time of who we've rescued and what it is we're doing.
Yeah.
And or you can just find it, or you can find it across all my social medias, and it is just simply the sermon. You can find that as well.
You click videos.
So just click on videos, and then there you go there. Or you can go to odx.tv, and you can go there as well. And then, guys, my sermon notes are there. So look for the Justice League. Look for it, watch it, and find my study notes at odx.tv. Yeah. Also, if you're a Roku guy,
Oh yeah, Roku.
Is it Roku or Roku?
Roku. 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 Yeah, Roku. Right, Roku could be Roku. The Texas well, I say. Roku.
Y'all got you some Roku.
Imagine. Actually, I like that better.
One of them daggum sorcerer's devices.
Can you preach like that one day just for fun?
So no.
Okay. No.
So anyway,
I, say, he
I already talked like that.
That.
I was going to say, so.
Not really.
That wasn't much of a stretch, mm-hmm. actually. Pastor. But anyway, I watched it. I watched it on my smart television. Mm-hmm. You look for the Open Door Experience app. And that's how I watch it in my barn. Yeah. I went down there yesterday. My newborn baby deer followed me down there.
Aww.
And whenever we found this baby deer here just a couple of days ago, by the way, go to my ex. Go to, well, don't go to my ex. I hadn't talked to her in a long time. But if you go to, I don't have an ex.
Edit. I was like, you've been with Leanna what, 40 years
40
now.
Years.
So.
40 years. I've been with Leanna for 40 years. So that and today is the anniversary of all that.
40 years,
so I'm doing that tonight. I'm celebrating. Let's go ahead and let's announce that.
Yeah.
40 years I've been saved today.
Look at
40
that.
Years ago today, I met Leanna. And for the past 40 years, I have been in full-time ministry. I joined a Christian rock band and took off. And I've been in full-time ministry. So 40, 40, 40, which is 120. And guys, all that is going to be taking place tonight. And you don't want to miss that, man. Come out to Open Door Church. It's going to be so good. My good friend Sharon Bolin is going to be joining me. And Sharon is going to be giving a prophetic word at some point.
Wow.
We have a worship dance that is going to take place.
Yep, we'll hear more.
I'm going to put on a ballet suit and I'm going to dance.
You're going to lead with us tonight.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and I'm joining praise worship team tonight.
It's going
to
be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night to be here.
So good.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, so guys, be here tonight and help me celebrate 40 years of being saved, 40 years of ministry, and 40 years of being with Leanna tonight at Open Door Church. What else?
All right, so also on this past Sunday, we had Ken Paxton here.
Wow.
Which was a really, really big deal.
Yeah.
He joined you on stage.
Attorney General.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, you go right ahead.
You go ahead.
No, you're the announcer. I'm just the, I'm the comedy relief.
You're the comedic relief. So
that's
mean, so it was really, really cool that we had him here. And then just days later, Trump endorsed him.
Wow.
Which is really cool. We just posted on YouTube. If you missed that, Ken Paxton here, you got to go to our YouTube right now. I'm literally, as we speak, about to share it across all of our socials. If you missed it, but I want to encourage you to share that. We need more people in places of influence that stand for the right things.
I'm looking right now at all of our people that are chiming in from all over the world.
Yeah,
and
we
if
got,
you look at April Higgins, okay, she says, I found you through Blurry Creatures.
Wow.
Yeah, right on.
Let's go.
And you know what, guys? We just, at the beginning of this, if you're a little bit late in joining us, number one, get with the program. don't be a slacker. Number two, Blurry Creatures is airing this week the episode that I did on how the heavens declare the glory of God.
So good.
And it's on constellations, on stars and space and all those kinds of things. Right now, it's out for members only, which I would encourage you to be a member of Blurry Creatures. Those are my good friends. And I talked to Brother Nate yesterday. I have a meeting with him on my way home back to Glen Rose tonight.
Cool.
And I have a meeting with him. And he's like, hey, we at Blurry Creatures, we want to partner with you to help you rescue kids.
So
we're going to find out exactly what all that entails.
Heck yeah.
And, but man, we're going to go do some cool stuff. I would imagine we're going to do some blurry get togethers, go down to Mexico, go look at some cool blurry stuff, including the pyramids and all kinds of crazy stuff. But then actually go to some of our secret homes and visit some of our rescued girls.
Wow.
And you'll get to personally get to know them and get to hear their stories. And that'll be cool.
That's going to
be amazing.
What else
that is breaking news. I didn't know about that. That's really cool.
Yeah, well, listen,
we just got back from Washington, D.C. And when I say, you guys, that we had such an anointed time there, it was incredible. Divine appointments all along the way. So, Pastor, we just had some major breakthroughs. And I know you guys saw we did a live. Pastor went to a bunch of different events. So first of all, you got to go to a movie screening that was a super exclusive because Rebecca and I didn't get to go. And
well, I'm sorry. I mean, I tried to get you in.
No,
it's okay. It's okay. But Pastor, you were able, so that's Carrie. That's our new friend there in the middle. Carrie Sheffield, and she works with Great Grants AI, which is a really awesome organization, but she was able to connect you with Jaco Boyens. And that was a big deal meeting.
Jaco Boyens is, he's an abolitionist. He rescues kids. Mm-hmm. He's an American that rescues kids in America. Plus, he does a great work in the Dominican Republic. Mm. He does a work all over the world, but he does a huge work in the Dominican Republic.
Amen.
It's and awesome. Yeah, so I'm wanting to say a bunch of stuff that I can't say. So with all that said, you guys know what I want to say. Yeah. It is very hard. It's very hard. I'm not going to.
Yes.
I'm not going to. I will later, but I'm not right now. But
this was just, trust us, this was a prophetic meeting.
Golly, I can't tell you how much I love this guy and respect him. Mm-hmm. And he's like one of my great heroes. And he's a pastor on staff with Mercy Culture. Mm-hmm. He's the DC pastor of Mercy Culture, which we love Mercy Culture and their fight against human trafficking. And we praise God for them. They're just right up the road from us. Mm-hmm. And they're very compatible with us. And we love them and celebrate them, Pastor Nathan and all the bunch up there. And there's actually, there's people that's on staff here that their kids are on staff at Mercy Culture. Pastor Otis's kid is on staff up there.
Oh, cool.
And somebody else is. Yeah. There's a whole bunch.
There's a lot
of them. So we cross-pollinate very, very, very well. And they're an amazing ministry, and I praise God for them. But with that said, that man right there, I've been trying to meet that guy for years.
Yeah.
And whenever I saw him, I said, hey. And he said, hey. And he's like, Troy Brewer? And I was like, yes, sir. And he's like, oh, my gosh. Immediately, man, the Spirit of the Lord hit me. The Spirit of the Lord hit me. We both just started bawling.
Wow.
And I just teared up, like, my hose are leaking. And just because the Spirit of the Lord hits, because I've wanted to meet him for so long, and I just so know how Jesus loves him and the work that he does to rescue kids.
Jesus.
And he said the same thing to me and prophesied to me. And I just want to say a great big thank you to Carrie Sheffield. Who you guys need to look up, Carrie Sheffield. Just look her up and look up her bio. Be ready to read for a long time because her bio is something else. Wow. And we actually had lunch with her. She's a sweet friend, and we love her so much. And when she comes out of an abusive childhood,
crazy
comes out of a cult, comes out of all kinds of stuff, and she's set free in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
She's a rescued girl as well. And what that girl has overcome and what all she's accomplished is something else.
Wow.
She introduced me to him, and it was a dream come true. You know what he said to me? He said, man, me and Tim Tebow just had a big meeting, and we just talked about you for at least 30 minutes.
That's so amazing.
And I was like, I didn't even know you guys knew who I was, you know? And he's like, of course we do. Did you rescue kids? And
so cool.
I was just like, man, thank you, Jesus. So I'm very grateful for that, man. Guys, we're making a difference, man. The Spirit of the Lord is going before us in so many different ways. But yeah, we did have some huge breakthroughs. So we potentially got in front of a bunch of funding, which is very exciting. I've been rescuing kids for 30 years, rescued more than 12,000 children, have never received a dime from our government, either state or federal. And by God, they're willing to send trillions of dollars to a bunch of invisible children and Somalians.
Yeah, seriously.
But and those devils, those Somalian devils, and a whole bunch of other nefarious people. But you know what? There's a bunch of good, godly people in D.C. right now that's trying to divert that funding from the Democrats into the hands of godly people that are actually doing something.
Amen. Yeah.
And I want to show you here a picture. This is all of us. Look at you girls in your dadgum red suits.
We were ready. Power suits for D.C.
Yes.
I'm standing next to Sharon Bolin, who was instrumental in setting all this up. And she's going to be delivering a prophetic word. I talked to her this morning and said, dude, you got to be here tonight because it's about the Kentucky Derby and it's about a divine moment. And I was like, you know what? Come here tonight and get up there during praise and worship and deliver that prophetic word and pronounce that this is a golden divine moment for all of us and how right on she is. And I've known her for almost 30 years, for like 28 years I've known Sharon. And that is my daughter, Brandy, over there.
Look
Brandy and I are both dressed in blue.
I love it.
Right on. Mm-hmm. And then I have no idea who that is standing next to me. Some he's not loser watching. That just stepped right up.
He just jumped into the photo.
I know. Like, who is this imposter? I don't know. That's actually Trey Smoker. And Trey Smoker is my good friend. He travels with me a lot. He's on my board.
There you go. That's a good picture.
Trey and I are buddies. And Trey also too helps me rescue kids in an incredible way.
This movie premiere, by the way, was at the Kennedy Center. Trump Kennedy Center.
Which is now called the Donald J. Trump Kennedy Center, which is so freaking funny.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about. Man, he is such a troll. He loves to troll people.
It's hilarious.
And he is such a troll. And I think it's so funny. But yeah, the movie is called By the Dawn's Early Light. I'm going to see if I can't get a screening here at Open Door Church.
That's cool.
Which was what they were hoping would happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we will be able to do that. But it was put out by the Department of Justice on how the Biden administration weaponized the government to come after Christians.
Yes.
Wow.
That's, and they made their own movie about it. It's a documentary. They came out with a 400-page report, and they said, you know what? People are not going to read this 400-page report. Wow. So they came out with an hour-and-a-half-long movie documenting the atrocities of the Biden administration and how that they targeted Christians, how that they targeted our speech, they targeted our freedom, and they targeted our children.
Wow.
And that's what that movie is about. And so I was so mad and fired up by the time I left there, man. I was like, I want to preach the meanest sermon I've ever preached in my life. That's what I wanted
to do.
So
good.
Wow. Yeah, well, it was awesome.
Don't miss it tonight, because tonight will be the first sermon you preach after that, technically.
I'm just going to actually give my testimony tonight and talk about the past 40 years. And I'm going to be doing a lot of ministry. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be amazing tonight, guys.
40 years of salvation, 40 years of ministry. Tonight. At Open Door Church, come out and join us. Amen. Hallelujah.
So good.
What else?
So good. You want to roll through a couple more pictures?
Yeah.
Well, we ran into one of our good friends, Darren Stott, there in D.C.
Oh, he's not a good friend. Look at that. He owes me money.
I just love you guys.
I know.
He owes me so much.
That was really fun.
I love Darren. Pastor Darren Stott. By the way, if you guys have not seen his rebuttal to these clowns that the TMZ Christian Mafia that is after charismatic Christians, that is after all of us.
Yeah.
And praise God for their 50-pound heads. What would we ever do without their criticism? I don't know how we would make it without... No, actually, I do know. I do know. But anyway, if you've not seen that, I encourage you guys to go and to check that out. And check out Darren Stott's stuff. He is a huge supporter. You know, his church... Eden Church in Seattle has helped us to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I'm going to be in Seattle at his church again. They do a big fundraiser for us once a year. And he's just, he's in the fight. Christine Moreland, who actually rescues kids in Seattle, Washington, is also a good friend of mine. He works extensively with her. And I encourage you guys to look up Christine Moreland in Seattle and support that ministry as well. We actually went to her home and visited all of her rescued women. She is something else. Christine has been out there. Christine, if you're watching, honey, I love you. I'm proud of you. I'm standing with you. I'm believing God for all of your financing that you need. I know what a huge struggle that is, and I will continue to stand with you as well.
Wow.
So good.
We've also had another divine appointment in a hallway. Well, this is the thing. When you're in D.C., you could just be walking. First of all, you guys saw, if you follow on social, Pastor Troy walks out of the hotel, gets recognized by ODX family, happened to be walking by the hotel.
Look at that.
Yeah, there you go. That was our ODX family. Just
like,
literally,
are you Troy Brewer?
Outside.
Are you Troy Brewer? I said, aww. I sure am, you hillbillies. I hope they're watching right now.
Yes,
those
I
girls
love
were
that.
From Tennessee.
They were so sweet.
Really?
Yep, they were. Oh. They were from Tennessee. Everywhere we went, somebody stopped me, and they're like, "I thought you'd be taller."
Yeah.
And look, they're kind of
they
hobbits.
Didn't say that. They're kind of hobbits. So excited to see.
There's
you.
No reason for them to be judging me how tall I am.
They were not.
They were
really
sweet.
Excited to see you. But then we were walking through the hallway, and we saw this kid. Matthew Monfort just sitting there with his Israel pin. And so, of course, you know, we had to start talking to him.
Well, Pat, he's like, Troy Brewer.
He recognized you.
Yeah,
he was
like, I know who you are. And we're like, okay, well, who are you, man? I kind of recognize you too. He gives us his name. What is his name again?
Matthew Monfort.
Okay, you guys need to look up Matthew Monfort because he just did this deal. We're going to have him on the Pulse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like when he speaks, he's the guy. And that everybody is there to see. He's just a nice young man.
Smart.
He's so freaking smart. He's so smart.
Absolutely.
And so Matthew did this thing where he has done all this research on when Russia puts out these sentences and they have done all this nefarious stuff with all these computer banks where if you say certain sentences.
Wow.
It picks up algorithms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you get carried. And he has marked how that Tucker Carlson says all of those sentences and how that Candace Owens says all of those sentences.
Wow.
And it's like, how about that? And I'm going to have him on our show and we're going to talk about that as well. And that's going to be really cool.
Wow. Yeah. He's
divine appointments.
Really, really cool. And these are just a few of the highlights. Mm-hmm. But really overall, I feel like our trip was such...
Can I go back to that picture? I want to go back to that picture. Shay, you look so good in that picture.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
And what's funny is like 10 minutes before that, you had like this piece of broccoli hanging out of your teeth.
I knew it was going
And I was
going
so
somewhere.
Embarrassed. I was embarrassed like 34 minutes. She had this piece of broccoli hanging out of her teeth.
We didn't even eat. We were starving. Yeah. We were really hungry.
That's the way I remember it.
No, but anyway.
Oh my goodness.
Someone's got to be serious around here, you know?
And it will be us.
It will be us holding on the fort. But
it ain't got to be me.
No, listen. All this to say, guys, we had such an incredible time in DC. We're in the season where the Lord is launching us into new territories, opening up crazy doors. Mm-hmm. And we just really believe this is going to be a time of full speed ahead. And we're not going to be doing it alone anymore. Pastor Troy and Leanna, I believe we're moving into a season where we're not even going to have to spend energy on the fundraising side because we're going to be so busy rescuing.
Let it be in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
And so
let it be. May hundreds of millions of dollars come in. Hundreds of millions. Yeah. And you're like, oh my, that's so much money. It's not to Somalians. It's not to a bunch of nefarious punks all over the United States. They're getting trillions of dollars. Yeah. And we need to rescue kids.
Absolutely.
It's not too much. So guys, please be in prayer for me about that. Pray for me.
Yes.
And I would like to throw out there as well that we do have a very special announcement to make. I got a big announcement to make. Can I just make this announcement?
Yes.
Guys, we have hit 100,000 followers on Facebook. Woo! Let's go.
Let's go.
Hallelujah.
100K. 100K.
So I'm so jazzed about it. Thank you for 100K.
Woo-hoo!
There you go.
We knew it would hit it.
Yeah, we knew it would. So it did. Guys, I'm so grateful. Thank you guys. God bless you. And we hope not to disappoint you. We hope to continue to bring you awesome content and that is real and authentic because I ain't got time to play. I just don't have time to play. Just don't. Okay. Also, if I can say this on Sunday, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, sir.
And I am delivering a message. It's called Justice Remembers. Now remember, I'm in my Justice League series.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's the Memorial Day message. And so I'm going to combine those two things together. What I talked about on Sunday is that justice is proactive. Justice does not happen unless somebody makes it happen. Mm-hmm. Wow. Evil just happens. Mm-hmm. As Ronald Reagan said, the only thing that needs for evil to prevail is for good people to do absolutely nothing.
Yep.
Wow.
But justice, good people have to do something.
Amen.
And so I went off on that on Sunday. This kind of Sunday, I want to talk about how that Jesus does not forget and he makes sure that justice happens.
Wow. Mm.
And so I'm going to be delivering that message.
That's so good.
So if you're from out of town, you're wondering, should I come in? I don't know if old Troy's going to be there. Old Troy will be there this coming Sunday. And it'll be a humdinger.
It's going to be good.
All right.
Awesome.
So good. Okay, I'm done.
Listen, with that, what we're going to do is we're going to toss to a commercial that tells you a little bit about what we do. We call it a commercial because it's really just an overview. If you found yourself here, we know we have so many new people that are watching.
Yes.
And we always say that we do media so we can rescue kids. Yep. And if you're like, what do you mean by that? Well, you're about to find out. And then when we come back from this short break, we're going to have two very special guests here.
An adult grown up who was literally trafficked as a child, who has been saved and set free in every way that a girl can be saved and set free.
Amen.
Wow. And you're going to love her. She's a little sister to me, and she's going to be joining me here in just a minute. We're going to be talking about how global and how generational the seed war and trafficking actually are.
Wow.
We're going to be coming back with someone who has actually experienced this. And we're going to talk about her experience of deliverance from the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And also, Connie has agreed to join us.
Yay. How did we do that?
Well,
how did we get her back?
She's typically hidden in her bunker deep beneath the trailer park in Johnson County, Texas. And she doesn't want anybody in the world to know where she is. Exactly right. But she actually came up out of her spider hole today to actually join us. And so Connie is going to be with us again.
So fun.
We're excited.
Yeah. So fun. So okay. We're going to toss to this commercial, guys, and just get ready because you have no idea what you're in for when we get back. Watch this.
Human trafficking, the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It's not just a global problem. It's our problem, and it's closer than you think. In just 4 years of open borders, our nation became a trafficking superhighway, resulting in over 350,000 kids just vanishing. It's time to say, not on our watch, not on our land, and not to our children.
Our team of rescuers has spent the last 30 years rescuing and raising over 11,000 kids here in the U.S. and all over the world. We have over 51 safe homes and more than 4,000 children in our care right now. But we could have 10 times that. We just need your support. Please call now and join our team of rescuers. Call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Get in this fight today, because if we don't show up for these kids, nobody else is coming.
Well, welcome back, friends. I call you blessed in Jesus' name. Troy Brewer here. Guys, thank you so much for joining us here today. All right. Do you guys remember me talking to you? If you have been around here for very long and you've heard me talk, what sent me down the rabbit hole of blurry things is that I was rescuing kids all over the world, and I rescued a little girl in Uganda, East Africa, that was obviously not Ugandan. And she was actually, come to find out, she was actually from South Africa. And her name was like, it was like LJ something. It was like LJane or LJane something. And I thought, man, what a peculiar name that is. And like, and then talking to her, and then this little girl was 13 or 14 years old. The stories she had to share were the craziest things I'd ever heard. And at that time, 20 years ago, I did not know anything about what I'm about to present to you and to our friends behind the veil for all of our ODX partners, because this, we're not going to be able to put this out. You'll see. And the things that she told me, I believed her, but I didn't have a grid for it. Very supernatural stories. And then about being shipped globally around the world, literally the houses of kings, literal kings, and the nefarious systematic abuse and the supernatural abuse that had taken care of her. I'd never heard of anything like that. And it was the first time that I had ever heard anybody tell me that they had seen a human being change forms into a monster and then actually molest her. Now, I've heard that many times since then, but I'd never heard that before. And I didn't know what to think about it. Again, I totally believed her, but it was what it was. Within, I'd say, a year and a half to 2 years, we were rescuing kids in India. And I went to a human market, and we took a bunch of money into a human market, and I was buying human beings. And it's a room where you go in there, and there are guys with phones that are in there, and they typically have an Arab on the other line, and they're holding up, and they're doing this, and they bring these girls out, and everybody bids on them. And I was a part of that operation, and I was actually in the room and was in there, and praying I didn't run out of money, that I could buy as many kids as I possibly could. In the midst of that, I saw, and I was not able to buy her, but I saw that there was a girl, a white girl in India from South Africa, and her name started with, it was almost like LJane or LJane or something like that. And I thought, man, that's like the South African we rescued in Uganda a few years back. And then the last kid that I saw was a 10 or 11-year-old boy, and he was from South Africa. He was a white kid. These are the only two white kids that were in India that were being sold in this slavery market right up against the border of Pakistan. And his name started with L. And I thought, what is that? Like, why are these kids that their name begins with L, just like, you know, Stranger Things, L? Okay. That's the name of the main character on Stranger Things. And I'm like, what is that? And I couldn't get away from it. And so I started asking around. And again, this is like 20 years ago, if not more than that. And nobody had a grid for what I was talking about. And I was like, no, there's something to this. And then I was in Nepal, and I came across an adult who was a rescuer on the border of Nepal in India, who was a white girl from South Africa, and her name began with L. And I said, I got to talk to you. And I sit down. I went to a Kentucky Fried Chicken with her and sit down, had some bird, and in the midst of that, asked her, you got to tell me what this is. And I told her the story I just got through telling you. The story she told me changed my life. And I left there and I went, okay, this is much worse than what I thought it was. And it's bigger. It's global. It's more powerful. It's more organized. And it is actually the seed war. And I left there. And that's what sent me down the rabbit hole of looking up all the crazy stuff that I'm a part of all these days. Since then, 20-something years ago, we rescued a little boy in the Amazon who is from South Africa, and his name begins with L. Kind of like Elon, who is a white guy from South Africa, has a name that begins with L. We'll talk about that just a little bit more in here within the next few minutes. But first, I want to tell you that today I have with me a special guest that knows very well what I'm talking about, because she has experienced this herself. It's a part of her history. It's a part of, she knows firsthand. And she's a white girl from South Africa, and her name begins with L. I want to talk to another not white girl that is not from South Africa. Connie, you know about all this, don't you, sweetie?
Yeah, I do. I do.
When did you first find out about all this?
When I was in YWAM.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You've known about it for that long?
Yeah, since I was about 19, 18.
How was this first introduced to you, what it is we're about to tell everybody about?
There was a couple that came to speak to my YWAM class, and I can't remember the name of their ministry, but it started from the wife had a miscarriage, and she was mourning before the Lord, and the Lord was like, this is how I feel when one of my children are taken from me. And that kicked off her and her husband going into rescuing children out of trafficking. And they came and shared with my class about one of their recent rescues, and it was in, I don't know, like Albania or somewhere. But what they were doing, what they had experienced with this particular rescue, was that it was a warehouse full of women that were trafficked. But they, the best way to say it is that they bred the attractive women to have attractive children so that those children could be put into trafficking. And if the children weren't attractive enough, they would just harvest them for organs. And mm-hmm. So that's what they went in, and they bust.
Right.
And that was my introduction into child trafficking.
Isn't it crazy that, you know, you experienced that as a teenager and then end up becoming one of my daughters in the Lord?
Yeah.
I mean, out of all the people in the world that you could have been, you know, discipled by or work in their ministry and all that, yeah, I just love how Jesus has connected us. It's something in that. I mean, we were meant to be together.
Yeah.
Well, I want to introduce our guest here today. And again, once we start getting into a really hairy place, we're going to go behind the veil. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell y'all one more time, Behind the Veil is exclusive to our stage 2 and our stage 3 partners. And there's thousands of y'all now at odx.tv. And we do that because of the content. And today, I'm telling you right now, you're going to be glad that you are behind the veil. Guys, I want to introduce a very good friend of mine. This lady, she's a co-founder of Redeeming Dance. She's a ballet dancer. She's going to be with us tonight at Open Door Church, actually going to be worshiping the Lord with her dance, with an expression of dance. She's a part of Yeshua Ballet Theater. Right on. Are you a co-founder of Yeshua Ballet Dance? Okay. And also, too, she's helping people discover hope and identity and restoration through faith and the arts. You hear us talk about the seed war. Here's a person who has personally experienced this. Guys, I want you to give a great big welcome to my good friend, Elzon Fields. Hello, Elzon.
Hey, Pastor Troy. Good to be here.
I'm so happy you're here, man.
Yeah, me too.
Do you remember the first time I met you?
Yes.
And I found out that this was what you came from.
Yes.
And I don't know what you were expecting to, what my response would be. But my response was like, it's like meeting Davy Crockett. I mean, it's like, it's like meeting one of my greatest heroes.
Aww.
And whenever we met and whenever I found out that you had actually been a part of this program that we're about to tell people about, and that you were redeemed from that and rescued from it, which is so miraculous. It's so amazing that we're both sitting at the same table.
Oh, it's a total miracle. 100%.
It's crazy.
All glory to the Lord.
I felt so privileged to even be in the same room with you. And I still do.
Likewise.
Well, welcome.
I feel the same. Thank you.
So now,
thanks,
man,
for having me.
You and your mean, ugly husband, who's sitting right behind you over there, he's a movie maker, and he's also an artiste as well. I don't imagine he's a good dancer. Is he a good dancer? She's like, no, we're not going to talk about that. That's okay.
I mean, when we're grooving. Yes.
Okay, yeah.
When
yeah.
we're grooving, yeah, he's yeah. a good dancer.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah. Well, with that said, you guys have been a part of our ministry now, and you're good friends. You come up all the time, and what a great privilege, man.
Yay.
What yeah. a great privilege. Okay, so you heard me say that we started rescuing all these kids that their name begins with L, E-L, all mm-hmm. over the world.
Yes.
And they were these white South African kids in the midst of Indians, in the midst of South Americans, in the midst of the Amazon, in the midst of Nepalese children, mm-hmm. in the midst of Indian children. And like, what is this thing? And I didn't know it was going to be one of my assignments. I mean, there's mm-hmm. no way that you can fight trafficking on a global level without coming across this, because what would you say if somebody asked you, is trafficking actually a global effort, something that goes on all around the world?
Oh, 100%, yes. 100%.
How
yes.
do you know that?
How do I know that? Well, are we ready for this yet? We're not behind the veil yet. Well,
yeah, exactly. We got to be careful what we say before we go to our own platform.
I'll say it like this. I've had firsthand experience at certain satanic rituals where mm-hmm. I've seen children from across the world that are there being abused, being used, being sacrificed. So I know that from firsthand experience. Mm-hmm. And then obviously from being a part of this ministry and just as I was coming out of my own story, learning more about what it is that's actually going on and Satan's plans within the reality of trafficking, physically, soul trafficking, all those kind of things.
Soul trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yes.
We'll get off into that. Connie, you know mm-hmm. about that, don't you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah, yeah, I know yeah. about that as well. And a lot of things that we're about to introduce to a bunch of my crowd, you've never heard before. Some of you mm-hmm. are not going to be surprised at all, even though you haven't heard of it. Some of you are going to be shocked, and some of you are going to say, like, finally, you guys are actually saying it.
Mm-hmm.
The first time that I ever heard anybody talk about this publicly was on Blurry Creatures mm-hmm. with Dr. Laura Sanger.
Yes.
And she had a girl that was talking about that comes out of the same exact project that you come out of.
Mm-hmm.
And her name was L. That was what they called her, was L.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was like, I nearly wrecked my truck.
I know, right?
I know. I couldn't believe it. Did you hear that episode?
Yes. You actually, when we met the first time, you told us about that episode. And mm-hmm. we ended up going and watching it.
Okay.
Yes. And I don't know if you remember, but you actually, when you met me the first time, you were like, you had such a puzzled look on your face. And then you were like, I had a dream about you.
Yes.
But then you just recently listened to that podcast. So then
I
you were like,
I forgot I had a dream
same?
About you. Oh. I forgot about that. I totally forgot about that.
Yes.
You were in my dream before
yes,
I met you.
Before you met me, yeah.
Oh my wow. gosh. I totally forgot about that. That's kind of a common occurrence for me. It's not super common, but it like happens a couple of times a year. And I totally forgot about that.
Yes. Yeah, that man. Was pretty special to me. I was like, yeah. okay, yeah, Jesus prepared us. This is awesome. We're supposed to be here.
Okay, I'm just going to ask you some questions,
mm-hmm.
okay? And then we're going to get ready to go behind the veil, and we're going to spill the whole thing.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay? I got a question. And if you think of a question like this, you feel free to chime in, Connie, okay? Number one, as a child, were you, I want to say this, even before you were a child, were you bred to be trafficked?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So your mama was literally bred for you to be born with the intent of you to be trafficked.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. We're, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say little disclaimer. So my family does not know about any of this because as a survivor of the things that we're going to talk about is comes with dissociative identity disorder, which means you've got blocked memories. So like you mentioned, my family was also bred and programmed to become the handlers and be the people that they were within the family. So they have blocked these things out. And out of my family, I'm the only one that has come into the knowledge of the truth of what actually transpired within our household.
Okay. Okay. So, and I want to talk about that here as well, whenever we go behind the veil. Okay. Okay. I want to ask you about, I want to ask you this question. As a child, were you sent throughout the world for ritualistic abuse?
Yes.
Throughout the world?
Throughout the world, yeah.
Did it involve famous people and famous families?
Yes. Okay. This is all like yes, no answers. I'm like, yes.
That's exactly right. Okay. In the midst of your abuse that you suffered as a child, did you see other children being shipped throughout the world to show up in special places to go through abuse?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you see supernatural and demonic things manifest while this was taking place?
Oh, yeah. 100% yes.
Did you see sorcerers and witches and warlocks and Luciferians?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, do we have your attention? Because we're about to go behind the veil and we're going to talk about all this. And you're going to have to go to our platform. And that's not, listen, we have to go to our own platform to talk about it. We have to. Otherwise, we could be censored. And so we're about to do this. And before I do this, I want you to know that this is a rough story. And I also want to know this too. I got to just remind you, it's got a great ending. We're going to get to a good place, I promise you. But it's not going to be easy to get to that good place. And I'm just so proud of you. I'm just so proud of you. I love you so much. You know I do.
I know. I love you so much too. I'm so proud of you too for all the work that you do. Praise Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
So grateful.
Well, yeah. I'll let you talk a lot when we get behind the veil. We're kind of being careful right now. What else should I say about any of that? What else? What is the part that you think that people will find interesting?
I think that there might be a couple of you who you'll hear what Elzon shares, and you might think, oh, I'm starting to understand some of the stuff that I thought was just, you know, a dream. Or I thought that, you know, I was just imagining something crazy or something weird. And I think it might help some people start to put some pieces together.
Okay. All right, guys, before we go, Behind the Veil, exclusive at ODX.TV, I have to tell you, she's doing a special event. And tell us about your special event that you're going to be doing.
I'm laughing because Jesus is funny. So when I started redeeming Diane's the Lord, and that's actually what connected us, the Lord led me to Open Door Ministries because I was like, the Lord called me to start redeeming Diane's. Literally heard the audible voice of the Lord, of the Holy Spirit say to me, will I do it for the children? Because I never wanted to have a dance ministry or teach dancing, even though I was a professional dancer. The Lord had me on a journey. Dancing actually also was part of what started unlocking the blocked memories that I had from my past. I did a specific ballet that the Lord used to unlock my soul. It was actually called In the Mirror of Her Mind, and it was about a girl that was sleeping, had a heavenly experience. So In the Mirror of Your Mind is back in front, right? So that was really, really prophetic and very interesting. as we go behind the veil, there's also princess programming that they do within these rituals and things that oftentimes has relationship with a red dress. And in that ballet, I was also wearing a red dress. So it was God redeeming that, which was awesome. I mean, I feel the Holy Spirit just saying that. But anyway, yeah, so this event, so probably in February, the Lord started putting on my heart to dance again. And I was like, oh my gosh, Jesus, this is funny. And then he was like, well, why don't you reach out to Andile, which is the guy that you see over there. Good friend of mine from South Africa that dances in Washington Ballet, which is interesting because you were just in Washington, D.C., and he's from Washington Ballet. And then another friend also who I used to do competitions with in South Africa. since I started Redeeming Dance, all the performances that we've done, we've donated the portion of the ticket sales towards ODX Ministries for the last 2.5 years or 3 years. And this year, the Lord has blessed us through the nonprofit to be able to collaborate with the nonprofit and do it on a much bigger scale, which is awesome. And so the event is myself and Andile and Rochelle going to be dancing, giving out gifts back to bring funding in for to support the ministry and to help rescue kids, which I'm extremely excited about.
Come on.
Yeah, come on, Jesus. And just also a real stretch for me. Yes.
So this event is going to take place where?
It's going to be in Austin at Life Austin Church in Mueller, Austin Mueller, Life Austin. And it's on the 13th of June at 5 p.m.
13th of June. Listen, guys, y'all gotta make plans to go to Austin, Texas and be a part of this special night. And remember, the proceeds are going to help us rescue kids. And 100%. That is ridiculous. How do people find information about that?
Well, they can go to www.redeemingdance.com.
Redeemingdance.com.
Yes, redeemingdance.com. And then there is a link to go to the ticket purchase. What is it called? Like a website where you do the ticket purchases. Yes.
And then everybody needs to know you're going to be dancing tonight at Open Door Church before I preach and give my testimony. And you're going to be, it's the last song of praise and worship. You're actually going to be expressing your worship through dance tonight.
Yeah, 100%. And as we go behind the veil, I'll share how the Lord actually redeemed my dancing to be worship for him, because the enemy used it in my, I'll say, pre-Jesus life.
Okay.
For his kingdom and his glory. But the Lord was like, crushed.
You know what? You're really brave.
The serpent, so you're so brave. Grateful.
You're so brave, and I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You're a good girl.
You are. You always say that, and I'm like, I receive it. Thank you, Jesus.
It's a prophetic phrase. I mean, there's power in it. So, all right, guys. So listen, you want to go behind the veil, and you absolutely want to do that, and you want to join us, because we're going to be talking for a long time, and you're not going to believe this journey, and it's going to open your eyes to a whole lot of things. Bunch of stuff that me and my daughter Connie have known about for a long time, things that were actually a big part of the fight that we're involved in that most people don't even have a grid for. It's Luciferian, it's global, it's worldwide, it's been going on for generations. It is the seed war, and we actually have somebody who comes out of that here with us right now. So I encourage you guys, go to odx.tv if you have not yet signed up, go and sign up for stage 2 or stage 3. All of my lifetime members, all my stage 2, all my stage 3 people, I will see you there in just a moment. And everybody else, I hope to see you here at Open Door Church tonight as I'm celebrating 40 years of being saved, 40 years of being in full-time ministry, and 40 years of hanging out with Leanna. Until the next time I see you, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favor the Lord. And if you're watching on ODX, stay right there.
This is Naomi, 16, 8 months pregnant, pulled from a river while running for her life from the evil men who had trafficked her. This is Emily, 15, betrayed by her own father and handed over to one of the most violent trafficking rings upon all the earth. This is Sophie and Anna, 12 and 15, sisters, sold into a life of sexual exploitation by their own mother. And this is Shravani, 8, vulnerable, sleeping on the ground with nobody to fight for. These faces all have one thing in common. They are all set free. And they are just 5 of the 11,000 children that we've rescued all over the world. I'm Troy Brewer, and for over 30 years, my team and I have been rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking. And friends, we are not stopping. These are the faces of freedom. Get in the fight with us. Go to troybrewer.com or call 877-413-0888, because there's another face out there right now, another child waiting for someone like you to step up and to say, not on our watch.